This is the script for the writing exercises. During each exercise, you will respond to a lecture and a textbook passage. You may take notes as you listen. The directions for each exercise, the textbook passages, and the questions are printed in the book, but the lectures will be spoken. Ready? Let's begin. Exercise 92. Academic topics. Summaries of textbooks and lectures. Now listen to a professor's response to the textbook passage.
Today we're going to talk about the Rosenhan study, which is probably the classic example of the effect that labeling has on the diagnosis and treatment of psychiatric disorders. The purpose of the study was to determine how the initial diagnosis of schizophrenia, how that label would affect the treatment of patients who were not suffering from the disorder. Rosenhan and his team were admitted separately to several different psychiatric hospitals with the reported symptom of hearing voices. In reality, all of the investigators were completely normal, but because of the reported symptom, they were identified and labeled as schizophrenic. After their admission, all of the investigators behaved normally. Nevertheless, their behavior was interpreted by the healthcare professionals as symptomatic of the disorder in their original diagnosis. So it had to be the expectation that influenced the staff. Investigators remained in the hospitals for as long as 2 months without being detected. Interestingly enough, the other patients seemed to sense that the investigators were not really ill. In fact, several patients confronted them. They asked whether they might be journalists or professors. But the hospital staff did not question the original diagnosis and discharged the investigators with a diagnosis of schizophrenia in remission, that is, not active at the moment. The Rosenhan study is important because it suggests that labels can create expectations, and expectations can influence treatment even in the absence of symptoms.